tell us what goes through your mind when you're totally bending and overwhelming a ski at blistering speeds. Other than the fact that you hope your bindings hold.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was like the first thing. I think there's that certain thing that's out of sight, out of mind, once you commit to something.
Yeah.
And I've had a few experiences where even, you know, in racing and in freeskiing where I've gone a little faster than I planned. But it's one of those things where you turn your mind off and trust yourself. You know, I've been training my whole life to do what I do, and I just got to trust myself that I'm going to be in the right position and be balanced and pull it off. And, you know, a lot of times I get to the bottom after pulling something off that I didn't expect, and, you know, I'll look back and go, I can't believe I pulled that off.
Right.
But I think that's why you train, and that's why you train your mind to do this stuff, is that if something happens unexpected, you're ready to deal with it. I very rarely have worried about my skis staying on. Obviously, that's the thought I'd have right here, you know, sitting here thinking about it. But those are things that you got to trust before you do something.
Sure, sure.
And you try to put that out of your mind before you do it in the first place.
So you're just on autopilot.
Yeah, my goal usually is to get on autopilot. If I don't feel good about something, I'll pull off.
Okay.
And that's really hard to do, and I probably had some experience where I maybe should have pulled off when I was younger, but I have learned to pull off when I don't feel right about something.
That's probably good advice for anybody.
Yeah,
any
I mean, I think that, you know, it's real easy to talk yourself out of stuff, and some of us talk ourselves out of stuff more than others, and that's the difference between getting stuff done and not. But if you know you prepared yourself correctly to do something, you're always going to have a natural fear. You got to, hopefully you're strong enough to know the difference between not being right and being scared, and you know, when you're being prepared. If you're not prepared, you know it, and that's when you make those calls.
I see.
I think. But,
all right.
You know, like if you're weak or you haven't skied enough, or, you know, there's just certain things you don't do until you really think you've gotten your head about you.
Kind of reminds me of my favorite quote by Newt Rockne. Luck is the residue of design. If you're prepared and you've done, you know, done all your work, then you're going to have luck. And that's kind of, you know, I think that's just something for advice for anybody. You know when to say when, know when to pull out, know when to, you know, you're not ready. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's all kinds of quotes with luck, and some say it's better to be lucky than good, but I think that you get luckier the more you prepare yourself, you know.
True.
So, I mean, there's so many ways to look at that, but I hope I'm not relying on luck, but there's always some sort of element you think is lucky every once in a while.
Sure, we all need a little bit of it, right?
Yeah, or what we perceive as luck.
right. It's all relative. Before we go skiing, growing up in Utah, tell us what Alta has meant to you over the years.
You know, when I grew up in Park City, and, you know, Alta was always kind of a myth almost, because I lived so far away and I was racing all the time.
Sure.
You know, it was almost like it was another country for me. I heard about it all the time, but I knew they always got more snow. You know, I used to come to snowbird. And, I didn't really get the feel of Alta until about 10 years ago. And I finally realized that it is a totally different world over here, and realized, you know, what I've been missing.
Uh-huh.
And I think it all came at the right time, too. I was focused on racing at the time, and to find Alta was like to find a whole other country in my own state. And it was only 45 minutes away from where I was. So, you know, it just brought back my love for Utah even stronger. You know, I always loved it here, and I always thought, oh, maybe I'll move away. But once I found Little Cottonwood Canyon for real, I realized I was still home.
Life beyond racing.
Yeah, life beyond racing. It's been interesting. I've seen Europe differently. I've seen my own mountains differently. It's just a whole other career or life in skiing that was part of the dream. The dream is to ski mountains.
Yeah.
And I never got to ski enough of them when I was racing, but, you know, everything had its place.
That's
ski
right.
Ski racing prepared me for what I'm doing now.
Great. Man, it was great talking to you. Thanks for taking the time out. This is Johnny B for AltaCam.com with Jeremy Novus. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Good to see you again.
Show the pal.
All right.